भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमः पंकजनाभाय नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांघ्रिये। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 5 वर्स नंबर 33 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड नारदास टीचिंग टू वासुदेव। ध्येयं सदा परिभवग्नमिष्टदोहम् तीर्थास्पदं शिव विरिञ्चिनुतं शरण्यम् मृत्यार्तिहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतम् वंदे महापुरुषते चरणारविंदम् ध्येयं सदा परिभवग्नमिष्टदोहम् तीर्थास्पदं शिव विरिञ्चिनुतं शरण्यम् भृत्यार्तिहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतम् वंदे महापुरुषते चरणारविंदम् ध्येयं सदा परिभवग्नमभीष्टदोहम् तीर्थास्पदं शिव विरिञ्चिनुतं शरण्यम् भृत्यार्तिहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतम् वंदे महापुरुषते चरणारविंदम्। The Matajis. So we'll take the word toward meaning. Dheyam, fit to be meditated upon. Sada, always. Paribhavam, the insults of material existence. Nam, which destroy. Abhishtam, the true desire of the soul. Doham, which simply reward. Tirtha, of all the holy places and great saintly personalities. Aspadam, the abode. Shiva Virinchi, by the greatest of demigods, Lord Shiva and Brahma. Nutam, which are bowed down to. Sharanyam, most worthy of taking shelter of. Brithya, of your servants. Artiham, which relieve the distress. Pranatapala, O protector of all who simply offer respect to you. Bhavabdi, of the ocean of birth and death. Potam, which are a suitable boat for crossing. One day, I offer my homage. Mahapurusha, O Lord Mahaprabhu, Te, to your Charanaravindam, lotus feet. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, You are the Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I worship Your lotus feet, which are the only eternal object of meditation. Those feet destroy the embarrassing conditions of material life and freely award the greatest desire of the soul, the attainment of pure love of Godhead. My dear Lord, Your lotus feet are the shelter of all holy places and of all saintly authorities in the line of devotional service and are honored by powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. My Lord, You are so kind that You willingly protect all those who simply bow down to You with respect, and thus You mercifully relieve all the distress of Your servants. In conclusion, my Lord, Your lotus feet are actually the suitable boat for crossing over the ocean of birth and death. And therefore, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva take shelter at Your lotus feet. So, this has a very long purport, and today we will be concluding with the final two paragraphs. Those yogis who falsely select some other object of meditation besides the lotus feet of the Lord are simply creating obstructions to their own eternal life. When the meditator, the meditation, and the object of meditation are all on the eternal platform of the Lord, then actual shelter has been achieved. Generally, the conditioned souls are engaged in bhoga tyaga. Sometimes they run madly after material prestige and sense gratification, and sometimes they desperately try to renounce these things. However, beyond this vicious cycle of alternating sense gratification and renunciation are the lotus feet of the Lord, which constitute the ultimate abode of peace and happiness for the living entity. The following are additional notes on this verse, which was given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Dhyayam, the object indicated by the word Dhimahi in the Gayatri Mantra. Tirthaspadam, the original shelter of holy places headed by Sri Gauda Kshetra and Vrajamandala, or the original shelter, namely, the lotus feet of the Lord, of the great devotees of the Brahma Sampradaya, following in the succession of faithful hearing. The succession of faithful hearing begins with Srimad Ananda Tirtha, that is Madhvacharya, and is continued by the Rupanuga Mahabhagavatas, the highly elevated followers of Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shiva Virinchi Nutam, he who is worshipped by the incarnation of Lord Shiva, Srimad Advaitacharya Prabhu, and by the incarnation of Lord Virinchi, Sriman Acharya Haridas Prabhu. Vrityartiham, he who destroyed by his causeless mercy the misery of his own servant, the Brahmana Vasudev, who was afflicted with leprosy in Chaitanya Leela. Bhavabdipotam, the means of crossing over the ocean of samsara, or the shelter of those who are freeing themselves from material existence, which afflicts the living entity in the form of hankering for liberation or material enjoyment. Such persons who took advantage of this transcendental boat of the Lord's lotus feet are Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was saved from Muktikama, or desire for liberation, and Pratap Rudra Maharaj, who was saved from Bhuktikama, or the desire for material opulence. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitan Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakan Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So this verse number 33 has a marathon purport, running into 5 days. So today we are concluding, and here it is mentioned, those yogis who falsely select some other object of meditation besides the lotus feet of the Lord are simply creating obstructions to their own eternal life. First, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Because this is such an elevated subject matter, I am really unqualified to speak anything on this. But it's only by the mercy of the devotees that somehow we are able to at least come and touch this subject matter. So I sincerely seek your blessings that I may be able to speak something that can make some sense. Generally, we come across people who use one term, and that is, they say God-fearing. And that is supposed to be a compliment. They say he is a God-fearing man. But when we come into this Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, we learn that rather than becoming God-fearing, we have to be God-loving. That should be the approach. And actually, love and service are intimately interrelated. If you love somebody, it is natural you serve that person. In fact, service is an expression of love. Unless you serve, you are not able to express your love. And it is natural how the mother serves the child incessantly. There is no duty hours. There is nothing like off duty and on duty. 24 hours by 7 days all around the year and for ages throughout her lifetime. She is always. So our acharyas have very kindly understood our shortcoming. We are far from loving God. We are so engrossed in this material world that God is far away, very remote in our lives, in the general population. Therefore, how to connect us to that Supreme Personality? So they have found a very simple solution, and that is, since love and service are interrelated, so they say you begin by serving. If you are not able to love God, which is a tall order, at least begin to serve God, which is within your reach. And when you begin that process of serving on a regulated basis, on a day-to-day basis, then that process is known as sadhana bhakti. And once you are on the first step of sadhana bhakti, then the staircase opens, the path opens, and gradually, in stages, one progresses till one comes to raganuraga bhakti. That means spontaneous devotion to the Lord. And that flows just like the water of the river Ganges flows towards the ocean. Unstoppable and continuous, smooth. That would be the perfection of human life, on human existence. Everybody approaches the Lord. The majority are concerned with their daily and immediate needs. The disease of this world is bhavarog or materialism. To falsely identify with the body, whereas factually we are spirit souls, distinctly different from the body. So since this material body covers the soul, not only physically, but also covers our consciousness. And therefore, we come into the bodily platform or the bodily consciousness. What is our true self? It is the soul. The body is the outer packing, disposable and subject to decay. It is of a temporary nature. And whereas the goal of our life is to connect to the spirit soul and permanently remain with the soul. Here, in this series of verses, King Nimi is asking questions to the Navayogendras, and he is expressing his good fortune that they, out of their own mercy, they have chose to visit his sacrificial arena. He understood the importance of their visit, and therefore he expressed, Durlabham manushe dehe dehinam kshanavangura tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priya darshanam. He was humbly asking questions to the Navayogendras. Getting this human body itself is rare. It comes after 84 lakh species. And Sant Tukaram has said, if you are wonderstruck that 84 lakh species means how much of a waiting period to get a human birth. But the problem is further aggravated by the words of Sant Tukaram. He says, Pratyek koti made प्रत्येक योनिमध्ये कोटी कोटी जन्म. दॅट मीन्स इन एव्हरी स्पीशीज देर इज क्रोर्स ऑफ बर्थ अँड ओनली देन यू गो टू द नेक्स्ट स्पीशीज. सो यू कॅन इमॅजिन द लेंथ ऑफ टाइम, इट्स इन्फिनाइट. सो गेटिंग अ ह्युमन बॉडी इज सो रेअर. अँड हॅविंग गॉट दिस ह्युमन बॉडी itself being so rare, on top of it, to get the association of elevated saintly personalities who have realized the soul, who have realized their connection to Krishna, to God, and who are living on that platform, is still rarer, still more rare. And therefore he is expressing his gratitude, his happiness to the Nav Yogendras upon their spontaneous visit. And the first question he is asking is to King Kavi, since it is related to our discussion today, so I just took up that. He is asking, what is the highest goal? What is the highest good? In the material world, the embodied souls identify with the body. So this is the reply given by one of the first of the nine Yogendras, Kavi. He says, in the material world, the embodied souls identify with the body, that is matter. And this is the cause of fear. We see in this world how every living entity is overcome by fear. In the case of animals and birds, it is very graphic. When a crow sits to eat, he is not directly pecking at his food. He sees to the right, he sees to the left. He will peck one small piece, he will again jump, again he will go back, again he will jump. Imagine if we have to eat our lunch like that. One piece of roti, eat and run away, again come back, again eat one piece of roti, again run away, again look here, look there. How would be? How would it be? How horrible. But that is how the living entities are living in this world. Completely enveloped by fear. So here is an analysis that gives the cause of this fear. The cause of this fear is misidentification with the body. And how to achieve freedom from such fear? Simply engage in worshipping the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. It is better we accept this solution rather than try to understand with our insignificant intelligence the arrangement of the Lord. That is the glory of the great souls when they descend. They come and give us the essence in a nutshell without wasting time. So the shloka in which he explains this is Manye kutaschet bhayamachutasya padam bhujopasana matra nityam उद्विग्न बुद्धेर असदात्म भावात विश्वात्मना यत्र निवर्तते भी. किंग कवि सेड, आई कंसिडर दैट वन हुज इंटेलिजेंस इज कॉन्स्टेंटली डिस्टर्ब्ड बाय हिज फॉल्सली आइडेंटिफाइंग हिमसेल्फ विद द टेम्पररी मटीरियल वर्ल्ड कैन अचीव रियल फ्रीडम फ्रॉम फियर ओनली बाय वर्शिपिंग द लोटस फीट of the infallible Supreme Lord. In such devotional service, all fear ceases entirely. And that is why it is explained that one who takes to the process of the devotional service, he becomes Abhay, Abhaya Pradam. That means the Lord gives him fearlessness. Because he is sheltered by the lotus feet of the Lord. Yeah. Fear of the unknown, fear of uncertainties, fear of life torments people despite advancement in technology, science, advent of information technology, etc. People are clueless. The number of hospitals, super speciality hospitals, are on the rise. But also cases of depression and suicide are also on the rise. Why? Srila Prabhupada says, there is a missing link in the social body of the modern day civilization. That link is knowledge of the spirit, soul and the Supreme Soul, God. Without connection to God, the whole edifice of the material creation is like a lifeless body. There is a nice shloka in this regard. Canto 4, chapter 31, verse number 14, which is very popular. Most of you know it. Yathataror mula nishchinena tripyanti tad skanda bujopashakaha pranopahachara yatendriyanam tataiva sarvarhanam achyute ijya. So it is explained that every part of the tree gets nourishment from the root of the tree. And every part of the tree, unless it is connected to the root, it will die off. Just as if you put food in the stomach, then it nourishes all the senses. Similarly, each and every living entity, unless he is connected, whether it is human being or animals or insects or anybody for that matter, unless they have that connection to the Supreme Lord, their existence is futile and meaningless. Especially in the human form of life where we have a choice. So, choice and responsibility go hand in hand. So if one is given choice, then one also has a responsibility to make the right choice. And very kindly the Lord, to encourage us and to enable us to make the right choice, has given us three options, and they are Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. By the help of these three things, we can reconnect ourselves to Him and perfect our existence. The lotus feet of the Lord are compared to the root of the tree of creation. Krishna is the very root of this entire creation. And therefore, until and unless each and every living entity has a direct connection to the Supreme Lord, he cannot be nourished. No matter how much you try to enjoy the senses, no matter how much you try to get engrossed in the outer externals of this material world, trying to be swallowed in the glitter and glamour, it will not give satisfaction to the soul, which is the real self. And therefore, it is like pouring water on the back of a duck. When I was small, I remember there was a brand of raincoat which was known as duckback. I was wondering, what is duckback? So then I came to know that the back of a duck is such that the water will not stay on it. It's got a wax coating, so the water will flow out. Similarly, no matter how much attempt you make in this world to become happy by these external means, it will simply be washed out. It will simply go away. It will not remain there. And the lotus feet of the Lord are described as lotus feet. Lotus signifies perfection. Perfection because lotus grows in the slush, dirty water. But the lotus leaf and the lotus petals have one special quality. They have a wax coating. So even if a drop of water falls on the lotus leaf, it immediately turns into a ball and rolls off. Therefore it is explained that one in the Gita, Padma Patra Ivambhasa. That means how to live in this world. Like the lotus leaf. Be in this world but not of this world. So though we may be surrounded by material activities, material consciousness, but one has to make a determined effort to rise above these things and reach out to that supreme destination, the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the only shelter that can pull us successfully out of this mire of material existence. Not just mire, quagmire of material existence. Krishna's lotus feet are compared to the root And therefore, one has to meditate on the lotus feet. Actually, the word integrity is explained as being in one line, three aspects of one's personality, that is, one's thoughts, one's words, and one's action. Manasa, vacha, karmana. These three things have to be in one line, and that is the meaning of integrity. So a person who is got integrity, he will walk his talk. He will do what he says. Forget spiritual life. Even on your day-to-day dealings in material life, if you are not able to keep your word, people lose faith. And they just discard you. They say, unreliable. Uski baaton ka koi bharosa nahi. So you are not taken on your word. Sometimes you go to a person of influence, he will just lift his phone and make a phone call. At the other end, the person immediately says, ho jayega. It will be done. Just on one word. In fact, so many transactions are also done. Just on the word of the right person. That is integrity. In the same way, integrity in life means, here these three aspects have been mentioned. When the meditator, the meditation, and the object of meditation are all on the eternal platform of the Lord, then actual shelter has been achieved. In this world, we are actually living guided by our consciousness. Consciousness is like the engine, and our activities, our words, our thoughts are like the bogies of the train. The engine goes ahead and the rest follow. So therefore, Prabhupada has very aptly named this society as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, if you directly tap the consciousness, everything else falls in order. So that consciousness, when it is fixed in Krishna, Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, personification of the Supreme Absolute Truth, then automatically one's existence is purified, one's behavior, one's thoughts, one's actions, everything fall in line and it gets purified. So here, the meditator is the living entity, the Jivatma. And meditation is the process of connecting to the Lord internally. And it is explained, how can that meditation be in line on the eternal platform of the Lord? That means, there are various things on which people meditate. So if one's consciousness is not pure, then one begins to meditate on material objects. It's very common experience, a boy meditates on a girl or a girl meditates on a boy. But that is not the kind of meditation that we are talking about. Meditation on the Supreme Lord, and to facilitate that meditation, the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord are the supreme objects of meditation. That is what has been expressed over here. And therefore it is said, those yogis who select some other object of meditation besides the lotus feet of the Lord are simply creating obstructions to their own eternal life. So everything is handed down to us in a ready-made manner. All that is required is just acceptance. If there is submissive acceptance to the words of the elevated souls, then automatically one begins to make progress. So when the meditator, the spirit soul, and the purpose of meditation is to connect to the Supreme Lord, and that object of meditation is the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Generally, it is explained, we are taught, that when you approach the Supreme Lord, when you have to take darshan of the deities of the Lord, we begin by taking darshan of the lotus feet. Srimad Bhagavatam also explains, Canto 1 and Canto 2 of the Srimad Bhagavatam are actually the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And Canto 10 culminates in the lotus face of the Supreme Lord. So gradually, as we study the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a revelation of the personality of the Supreme Person. And therefore, we are able to identify and relate to that Supreme Personality, beginning with the lotus feet. Generally, the conditioned souls are engaged in bhogatyaga. Because people in the world are so much in the material consciousness, the only way of seeking pleasure for them is to titillate the senses. So if the senses are titillated, then they feel tangible happiness. So therefore, they succumb to sense gratification. But the problem is, the senses are like fire. And the process of sense gratification is like pouring fuel into the fire. So what happens when you pour fuel? The fire aggravates. So it doesn't dissipate. It aggravates. With the result that the more you have, the more you want. But how much can you get? There is a limit. There is an auto-stop arrangement in nature, in everything that we do and everything that we can, which is our ability. We have got very small, minuscule abilities. Therefore, it results in frustration. And this is what is the result of bhoga. Bhoga means you try to gratify the senses. You try to engage more and more in pleasing these senses. And the consequence of that is you are frustrated. You are not satisfied. And then the reverse order begins. Having gone to one extreme end and seen that it does not give you the desired results, then try to do the opposite. Agar ye nahi hua, to I will go there. Ya to is par, nahi to us par. So then people start renouncing. And that kind of renunciation is known as tyaga. But that is not born out of attraction to the Supreme Lord. It is born out of frustration of trying to enjoy the senses. So that kind of tyaga, which is actually negative in nature, born out of frustration of trying to enjoy the senses, results once again in the swinging of the pendulum to the other end. And what is the result of the swinging of this pendulum to the other end? It has to swing back. And again you go to bhog. Again you come to tyag. So this way, people, the living entities, oscillate between bhog and tyag, oscillating between these two. And their entire life simply continues without cessation. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janane jatare shayanam, iha sansare bahudustare, kripaya pare pahi murare, bhaja govindam, govindam, bhaja mudamate, bhaja govindam, govindam, bhaja mudamate. Shankaracharya has very nicely explained this aspect, that again and again the living entity has to seek shelter in the womb of a mother, be it a human mother or an animal mother. And this cycle endlessly continues. So what is the way out of it? That is the purpose of human life. To make an exit from this vicious circle of birth and death. Sometimes they run madly after material prestige and sense gratification, and sometimes they desperately try to renounce these things. However, beyond this vicious cycle of alternating sense gratification and renunciation are the lotus feet of the Lord, which constitute the ultimate abode of peace and happiness for the living entity. So, in connection with this, today there are a few other points that have been mentioned. And also, the flow of this verses is discussing the various incarnations through the ages, ultimately coming to the age of Kali. And in the age of Kali, the incarnation that we are now discussing is that of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The hidden incarnation, Channavatar. Actually, I remember even before I came to ISKCON, I had not really much heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I had heard the name, but I did not know that he was an incarnation, or rather, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That knowledge was really concealed. So when the Lord wants to conceal something, it is beautifully done. Therefore, it is known as an open secret. Everybody knows, but still people do not know. Pashyan api na pashyati. So, but the glory of the lotus feet, so this of the lotus feet of the Lord is, it gives shelter and mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Audharya Murti. Audharya Murti means is an incarnation of mercy. Mercy, all avatars of the Lord come to give. But they give it in doses. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives it unlimitedly. That is his mercy. So once His Grace Gaurang Prabhu was very nicely explaining this point. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy can be understood like this, especially by the students, because today people are engaged in academic education and they are all obsessed with their examinations. So you come to the examination hall, you have to take the paper, write your roll number, then you have to write out the answers, and the answers have to be correct, only then you can score the marks. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such an examiner. He says, you simply come to the examination hall. If you don't know the answers, it is okay. Simply write your roll number. Even if you submit the paper blank, you will still get 100% marks. That is His grace. Grace marks, we say. So He is the epitome of all grace. He is Audharya Murti. Approaching the feet means submitting in spirit, in a spirit of submission, pranipata, surrender. It's only possible relation with the Lord. That is our only relation with the Lord. Only surrender is our only relation. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balram is the first expansion. He is also the Supreme. Yet He takes the role of servitor God. Radharani, she is the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. She is the personification of devotion, bhakti. Yet, she takes the role of a servitor. Vishnu Tattva, Shakti Tattva. Lakshmi, the consort of Lord Vishnu, she sits at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Everyone else wants to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lakshmi. But Lakshmi is taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. Even Lord Balram, His lotus feet are like 1,000 cooling moons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, even if I am crushed under your lotus feet, my Lord, I will still remain unconditionally surrendered to you, my Lord. Because I have no other shelter, nowhere else to go to. That is the epitome of surrender. Ashlishyava padarata pinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yatatatava vidadhatu lampato mat prana nathastu sa eva napara. Haridas Thakur left his body by holding on to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Madhai was purified by the touch of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. We touch the feet of elders. Ahilya was returned from her curse by the touch of Lord Ram's lotus feet. Bharat Maharaj installed the paduka of Lord Shri Ram and carried on the duties of his king. He accepted the responsibility of a king without accepting the privileges of the king. And he gave that privilege to the lotus feet, to the paduka of the Supreme Lord. Here, today, in this verses, I mean, there is so much of information here, but then, better to focus on one important pastime, and that is, because we are particularly dealing with the mercy handed out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most glorious incarnation, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratpushe Namaha. So, his one particular pastime we will briefly discuss, and that is from the 7th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, his giving mercy to the Vasudev Brahman who was a leper. In the first verse of this, there is this beautiful verse which says, Dhanyam tam naumi chaitanyam Vasudevam dayardradhi Nashta kushtam rupa pushtam Bhakti tushtam chakarayah. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very compassionate toward the Brahmana Vasudev, cured him of leprosy. He transformed him into a beautiful man, satisfied with devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the glorious Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord, in the course of his South India Yatra, after giving mercy to the Kurma Brahman, there came a leper named Vasudev to the Kurma Brahmana's house to see the Lord. The Lord, however, had already left, and Vasudev felt so miserable and disappointed on not being able to see the Lord. He simply fainted. His love for the Lord was pure. He was so compassionate. He would carefully place the worm from his body, infected with leprosy, back into this body, even when it fell down. Because he felt, that was his compassion towards the worm. He did not see how his body is suffering. We would think how to get rid of this worm. But he thought this worm is also a part of this creation and also deserves his place. His affinity for Lord was natural. It was born of love. He had no ulterior motive. Very often we hear this, be sincere, be serious and have no ulterior motives. For even seeking relief from this misery, from his own misery, the Lord is all-knowing. The Lord returned to the place just to give his mercy to that leper, Vasudev. Because the Lord is Antaryami. He knows the heart. He picked him and embraced him. Miraculously, he was cured and he became youthful and attractive. Now, anyone else in that place would be grateful and thank the Lord. But what was the reaction of Vasudev? That is something we have to learn, and that is a lesson for all of us. But Vasudev is a pure devotee. He exhibited a different mellow. He said, Kintu achilan bata adama haya ebe ahankara mura janmibe ashiya. I was alright being a fallen person, adama. But now that you have cured me, pride will arise in my heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him this solution. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra incessantly. He would never become unnecessarily proud. That's what he told him. So the lesson is, by humbly chanting with a grateful heart the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can vanquish pride, and Hare Krishna is therefore most purifying. Sridhar Kolavecha also was such a pure soul. When he was offered so many benedictions, he simply told the Lord, please don't cheat me. I don't want to be ensnared in this Maya. Similarly, we have the story of Annamacharya, a disciple of Ramanujacharya. When he was coming down from Tirupati with some prasad in his hand, packed in some leaves, and after a long trek, when he sat down to eat the prasad, he opened it, and what he found? Ants. Ants were there in that. So if you or I were there in that place, most of us would just conveniently dust off the ants and still try to eat the prasad, because we have nothing else at that point of time. But his consciousness was totally different. What did he do? He put it back into the leaf and he started running back up to the temple. His logic was, these ants are the servitors of the Supreme Personality. They are residents of the holy dham. I have no right to take them out of the dham. And so he ran back and put him. So we should not have ulterior motive, but these devotees are teaching us what is superior motive. They extend themselves, and that is what it is said, Vasudeva Amrita Prada. Vasudeva Amrita Prada Haila Prabhura Nama. He reclaimed the leper Vasudev, and the Lord got the name, the giver of the nectar to Vasudev. So in summation, just to put it in a nutshell, I have tried to express this Bhogatyag philosophy and the solution to come out of this vicious circle and attain to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, the game of life. Like a ball, one is kicked from one goal to next, one named Bhoga, the other named Tyaga. In this game of life, there is one end in sight. Kick not to be from left or from right. Seek out those feet of lotus divine that give you shelter and are sublime. Who else but Krishna can be that one whose feet are so tender where you can surrender? Call out his name from the core of your heart and respond he will, of which there's no doubt. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.